because it's just so draining to constantly wonder what other people's opinions are of us, right? That is not how we get to operate. That is not how we should operate. We should operate with confidence, okay? So the five things that can happen once you stop caring about what the world thinks about you, what the world has to say, and when you start thinking the world of yourself. Everything's brewing right now, conspiring to work out for you. Hello, welcome to episode 32. How many of us worry about how the world sees us, right? We're constantly wondering, how does the world see us? How does the world see me? How would this look like to the world? How would this person feel about this if I do this? If I walk out like this? If I talk like this? If I present this information, would they like it? Would they not? And we do this on such a regular basis, right? Well, I can at least speak for myself. I catch these thoughts coming into my mind so often, wondering, is this okay that I'm doing this? Is this all right? Would this person like this? Would they talk shit? Right? How bad could it get? Right? Like, they're gonna talk so much shit about me. So what ends up happening when you're constantly worried about what the other person thinks, what the world will make out of what you've got to say or what you've got to do? You end up shying away from shining, as you should, right? You deserve to shine. You deserve to be so confident in your steps, in your actions, in your way of being. And you deserve to shine as your authentic self. And let me ask you, how can we live authentically if we are constantly worried about what other people think about us? I really, really think that this itself is like a pandemic. I feel like the majority of us feel this way, move about this way. So we want to make sure that we're all perfect, that we patch ourselves up so nicely, that we put on all the masks so that the world can like us because we care that much about what the world has to say about us. I was meditating this morning and that thought kept coming into my head, like, what does the world think of me? And I'm like, what's a great subject to talk about? Because not only do I know that I operate like that, I have encountered countless of people while I traveled back at home. And there is a common thing here. Those who are brave enough to admit it, admits that they give a fuck about what other people think about them. The decisions that we make, right? The choices that we make, the things that we do, why do they have to heavily rely on what other people's opinions are? Okay. And if I can like snap us out of it, I would. Okay. I'll be doing this all day, every day to everybody that I meet, and especially for myself, because it's just so draining to constantly wonder what other people's opinions are of us, right? That is not how we get to operate. That is not how we should operate. We should operate with confidence, okay? So the five things that can happen once you stop caring about what the world thinks about you, what the world has to say, and when you start thinking the world of yourself. Number one, when you no longer give a shit about what anybody else has to say or has to think or their opinions or whatever, you move about with so much more confidence, right? Because you don't have that lingering thought like, oh my gosh, how is that person going to perceive me? And then you're just so afraid of fucking up. You're just so afraid of messing up that you show up smaller, okay? All in an effort to protect yourself and to make you safe, okay? So that you don't run the risk of anybody judging you, okay? But once you no longer give a shit about what the world has to say, you move about with such confidence, with such power, and even when people judge you, like you happen to hear it through the grapevines, or you happen to like hear it on the other side, like the around the corner, you heard someone talking shit about you, or someone like told you, like, hey, this person said this about you, you don't take it personal. Yeah, you don't care, right? Because everybody has a choice to think what they want. Everybody gets to think what they want, okay? That is their right. And it has nothing to do with you. It's got nothing to do with me. So, I don't care, okay? You think whatever you want, cool. And I get to be me, right? Which Lisa number two, which is you let the world be while you be, okay? And you're not just being, right? You're not just being existing. No, you are more authentic, okay? That's number three. You live so much more authentically. You get to embrace who you are, right? And you don't let other people's opinions stump you. If it feels right for you, do it. If it doesn't feel right, who cares, right? Like, we gotta really let go of the fear of judgment here. Because people are always going to think what they want to think, okay? And you'll never be perfect to everybody, okay? But to the right people, to your right, to the right tribe, to your community, to your people, you are perfect just as you are. And as a matter of fact, they will embrace you for being your authentic self. You get to be your authentic self, okay? Number four, dude, you begin to take more risks, okay? Because you realize that taking these risks and getting uncomfortable is very necessary for your own personal growth, for you to be able to step into your true, authentic, genuine superpower. You get to take risks, right? Because it's to your benefit. And not only will it benefit you, let me tell you something, it'll benefit all those around you. And do it big enough, right? Then you'll grow your reach. Right? We're not talking about fame here. I recently had this conversation with this powerful, amazing woman, Caramelli. Shout out to Caramelli. Is it fame or is it reach? Right? So if we choose to look at it as fame, then there's a lot of pressure, right? And then we're like wondering, like, oh my gosh, what if we fuck up? Blah, blah, blah. But if we look at it as when we step into our true, authentic power, that we will have more reach, bring it on, right? Bring it on. Give me the mic. Let me talk to people because the intention over here is pure. The intention over here is genuine, and I just want the best for everybody. I want everybody to be happy, and I want everybody to embrace their best selves. Okay. So, number four, you begin to take way more risks, right? Because you're no longer fearful of failure, right? Whereas before, a failure would have meant that people would have judged you. Your fear of abandonment kicks in, your fear of rejection kicks in, all of that, right, is enough to make you stop dead in your tracks and just be like, I don't want to try. But when you stop caring about what the world has to say or what they think, you see failure in a new light, right? Failing, quote unquote, just means that you're gonna bounce right back up, wiser. And you are that closer to your success. And every no, right, you also begin to develop a very, very different relationship when someone tells you no. You no longer take it personal, right? Because you realize it has nothing to do with you. Anybody gets to do whatever they want. And no, like for every no, if you want to like make it fun, for every 10 no's, I'm gonna get a yes. Right. But if I don't ask because I'm too scared about what other people have to say or think, then I'm never even gonna get a yes, you know? Or by chance, by luck, I may get one yes. But when you stop caring about what the world thinks about you, and when you instead think the world of yourself, your whole life changes. Okay. And you can even expect less anxiety and less depression because why are we anxious? Why are we anxious? Right? We're afraid of something that hasn't happened yet because we're fearful that what? Right? At the bottom of it all, what are we fearful about when shit don't go our way? Right? We're afraid that other people are going to judge us, that other people are going to look at us and laugh at us, and that it's going to make us feel more inadequate, right? It's going to make us feel more like a fool. But when other people's opinions are no longer in the picture, you're free from that, sis. Like, you're free from that, bro. Who cares? Who cares? I used to be told by my mama that, like, oh, I'm sure many of you can relate to this, but, the traditional generations, like the more traditional mindsets, they care so much about what other people think. They live essentially for other people. They live for the world. And as noble as that sounds, that's actually like the most selfish thing ever because you're just so self-absorbed that you constantly worry about what other you actually, your worth depends on other people's opinions of you. So with you trying your best to become great and all of that, you're really doing it for other people's approval and other people's validation. So essentially, you're not being authentic to yourself. Okay. You don't even know what truly makes you happy. But as long as you get that compliment from someone else, as long as you get that, wow, oh my gosh, you're doing amazing. Like, that's enough for you to continue to put on your masks and to achieve things just so that other people would like it and would ultimately like you. Right. And you fret and you're just so fearful of fucking up. Right, you're so fearful of not doing anything perfect because that leaves room for other people to judge you. Okay, and all of this matters because you give a shit about what other people have to say. And so I had a conversation with mom, and mom is very much in tune with this mindset. She really, really cares about what other people has to say. Our shit don't stink ever, right? But it stinks like shit, literally, and just as much as anybody else's. However, the world doesn't get to know that. The world doesn't get to know that, right? Because what would the world think? Who gives a damn? That's what I say. Who gives a damn? Be your authentic self because when you present yourself authentically, you will attract only the right people, okay? I'm not sitting here saying that there's, people out there aren't judging and people out there aren't hating, but those are not your people. That's not your tribe, okay? You can choose to like not give your energy to that and let that be while you be, right? While you live in your love, you live in your light, you live in your authentic power, and those who are meant for you will gravitate towards you, and those who are not will not, and who cares? We are old enough and we are wise enough to know that, bro, if you ain't gonna let me sit at your table, first of all, I don't want to anyway. Okay, I'm gonna sit at my own table, and those who are meant to sit at my table will sit at my table, and that's what I mean by confidence. Okay, when you don't need to prove yourself and you just know your worth so much, other people's opinions do not matter. And so, to keep this light, quick, short, heartfelt, I'm gonna end it, but I hope you get the message. Okay, it's totally and completely worth it to learn how to not give a fuck about what other people has to say about you. Who cares? Okay, the world moves on anyway. Okay, all right, I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you guys for episode 33. Yay!